It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Cyber Monday.
That's right. Get your credit cards out and go into debt. No, don't do that, actually.
I've already done that.
Well, I know. That's what I'm afraid of, actually, because they keep on saying, okay, we all know about the tough economy. We all know about inflation. But it's record spending for the holidays already. They think this Cyber Monday thing is going to double anything we had even last year.
The credit companies are very happy this time of year.
They sure are, Diener. That's exactly what the bottom line is. They keep on spending, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And it's right. It's the patriotic thing to do. Just keep on spending. Anyway, it is Cyber Monday where there are a lot of deals online. You've probably gotten hit with a lot of these already on social media, maybe even texting you directly like a lot of them I've already gotten. They're saying to save money and not get ripped off, there's tips from some of the financial experts. Shop early. Something specific you want. Don't wait to buy it. Just go ahead and jump on it if this is definitely something you wanted, because I guess incrementally the price does go up throughout the day as it goes on. Didn't know that.
Yeah, or it might just run out altogether.
Could, right?
So.
Set a firm budget. Mm. This is like gambling.
That's right.
This is like playing blackjack. Set a firm budget. Don't get tempted and spore men and you spend more than you planned. Compare prices. You can still shop compare. People get sucked into that all the time.
That's true. You know, you think you found the best deal.
Here's the deal. Get it now.
Yeah, exactly.
You can still shop around, you know.
Yeah.
Compare prices. Make sure you're really getting a good deal. That's a thing, too. Sometimes they'll put it on Cyber Monday. It's the same exact price, but you think you got a deal.
Right.
Avoid shopping delays with in-store pickup. All right. I got something to say about this, though. I was at Best Buy yesterday buying a new phone case.
Okay.
There has to be 150 curbside shopping parking spaces now set aside for people. All of them are always empty. Can we cut back on these, please?
We might want to, you know, put those back to normal spots just a little bit.
It's too much.
Because the normal spots are hard to find.
This whole lane, Target's like this too. The whole lanes. Whole aisles just dedicated to curbside pickup, and there's no one there.
And you know what it was? It was all because of COVID. They switched so much to that.
My God.
Now people aren't doing that anymore, so I think it's time to switch back.
I think so, too. Will they, though?
I hope so.
I don't know. I hope so, too. Be careful about scams, as always, but especially this year, they say. If a deal is too good to be true, probably is, but because there's so much activity online today and a record amount of spending, it's going to be more hackers than ever.
Yeah, you know, just be careful. Don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.com. You know, just stuff like that where maybe there's a letter off here and there. There's two A's in Amazon.
Also, do not try Amazons.com. Not a good thing. Not a good thing in the search history.
Not today, at least. Not while the kids are around.
No, absolutely not.
No, so stay away.
It is true, though, about being careful. And let's hope tomorrow isn't, I got hacked on Tuesday.
Uh-oh.
You don't want that to happen, so everybody be careful. In the meantime, we saw more about this. They're still working. The rescue has pretty much been called a success with that crazy Maryland story in Montgomery County where a pilot and a passenger flew the plane into the power lines. Diener's got the video up on the Morning Show blog on 850WFTL.com and on the app. It's unbelievable. Here's the fire chief on the scene talking about the two people that they did rescue.
Both patients have been transported from the scene to local area trauma centers with serious injuries. There is a hypothermia issue as well, but there's also orthopedic and trauma injuries from the crash.
120,000 people also lost power. I guess most of that's restored already.
Oh,
that's insane.
It's a crazy video. It's a crazy visual. Like you said, Bill, getting it on the blog on 850WFTL.com, because you just see this airplane and it's just stuck there in this power line pole. And it's like one of those ones where it's almost like, you know, with the scaffolding attached. It's not like your normal wooden power line you might have going through your backyard or something.
Oh, it's a big one.
Yeah, it is. And it's just in there. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine being trapped in there? Two people trapped. And thankfully, they got them out. And seems like they're going to recover and be okay.
I hope so.
What a nightmare.
It sounds like they weren't in any condition to climb out of there, according to the injuries that the fire chief just described. But when I was watching this thing last night, I'm thinking, would you have the guts to climb out of the plane? You know they're power poles. You know they're power lines at that point. You got to stay put.
See, and that I would be afraid to touch anything. I mean, just to touch a door, because I don't know what's being electrified. Oh, gosh. I would be sitting there just completely paranoid to move. Oh, I'm going to die.
Man.
I'm going to touch something.
Man, is that crazy.
Boy, what it is. It's nuts. I just want to know how that happens. I'm not accusing anything. I'm just trying to figure out. I mean, was the pilot drunk? I mean, did they lose some type of navigational instrumentation? How do you run into something like that?
Power line's coming up. We can make it.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
I go right between them.
Come on.
I don't know. It was dark. I don't know what the heck happened.
Boy.
All right, after that, you want some good news? Dolly Parton returns yet again. Is this the year of Dolly Parton or what?
I think it's been the decade of Dolly Parton so far.
She has a Christmas special coming out on Thursday, and 'tis the season for Christmas specials. There's been a bunch of them already, and more coming. This one is called, let me see if I can get the name right, Dolly's Mountain Magic Christmas.
It sounds a little confusing. Saw a lot of commercials for it.
Oh, my God. It's on NBC, I guess, Thursday night, and Peacock. And then, you know, then you can find it on demand or whatever. But, man, are they promoting this.
My hooves are just killing me.
I bet.
Well, there you go.
That's the part I kept seeing. I would just flip through the channels because they showed it a lot during the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Did. I know.
And then again on Black Friday throughout the whole day. And I would just go through the stations like, oh, okay, let's see what's on NBC. And I would go on and I would just hear, my hooves are just killing me. I'm like, oh, they're showing it again.
Again and again. It's like it's like you would think NBC is banking their whole financial future on Dolly Parton, and they may be.
Maybe they are.
They've finally given up on that Carnacki guy that does the polls. I don't know what it is.
They just went full on Dolly.
Did you happen to watch the entire Thanksgiving parade?
I did.
I did too. I don't usually watch the whole thing.
It was a little bit flat, I must say, at least I thought. So they had some really good performances here and there.
Right.
They did. I thought there was a couple of the shows that were really good. The opening number there with Lea Michele, I forget what play that was for, but that was
pretty
good.
And then they had, you know, they have the marching bands and all this other stuff. I got to tell you, though, and I know people are sick of it already. That's all we can play.
That's it.
We won't do that to you. It's too early. I know people are sick of it. But I love when celebrities or artists, they finally just like give up and embrace and totally take hold of what they're being called anyway. It's like, you know, they like accept the typecasting.
Yeah.
You know, and they go with it, right?
Why not?
Mariah Carey, she truly is the queen of Christmas now with that final thing. And if you saw the end of the Thanksgiving parade, you know what we're talking about. She was the one that handed it off and introduced Santa.
Yeah, she was like glued to her platform there.
Yeah. It was like what you would put a queen on.
That's right.
And she had an umbrella.
Which I didn't understand.
I don't know, just in case, I guess.
I guess.
And like a whole queen and these little minions around her.
Yes.
It's like she's totally going all in on this Queen of Christmas thing.
I mean, why not, right?
She tried to deny it before. Like, no, I have other songs, you know. Oh, the heck with that. It's a retirement plan.
It is. That's where you're going to make the most money. It was funny, though. You see her come out and she's not moving because she was glued to that stage.
Wasn't going
to
move.
No.
She was like a marionette on that thing.
That's right.
But looked good. You know, they all lip-synced the thing, but...
How about Mrs. Claus? Mrs. Claus was there, too, along with Santa.
Oh, I didn't see her.
Yeah, she was down there on the float with Santa.
Wow.
They added her in. It's always just been Santa. I think Mrs. Claus has always been back cooking the turkey or something for Thanksgiving. I don't know.
She's got to watch out for him. Mrs. Claus got out of the kitchen.
She came along. I'm going to get in trouble for that, aren't I?
No.
Oh, it's Thanksgiving. She's cooking Thanksgiving dinner.
That's okay.
All right.
That's all right. We all were. All right. Trying to get you out of or into South Florida. There's a lot of flight delays already. It's a busy, busy travel day. We'll talk about that. Some more Cyber Monday stuff. And what's going on in China is amazing. Brave, brave people protesting against lockdowns. We got the latest coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Let's see what's coming up for Rapid Fire. That's at 7:30. Karen's going to have all the headlines. We'll have the commentary. What's coming up?
So I didn't know this, and I lived there in Hawaii. So there's Kilauea, that's a fountaining volcano. But also on the Big Island, you've got Mauna Loa and Mauna Kea. And Mauna Loa is now fountaining as well. It's actually the world's largest active volcano. It's erupting.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was dormant. But apparently it's erupting. You can go ski on Mauna Loa.
I'm still amazed that these things happen.
I know.
I just am. I know. Yeah, I'm from the Northeast, and then I moved down here, and then it's just a different world to me.
It is.
I'm used to the flat.
Imagine living in a spot. I mean, you were there. You used to report a volcano. You used to do volcano reports.
I did with Reggie Okamura.
Oh, good.
And he would say Kilauea's fountaining 800 feet in the air about every 8 weeks, okay?
Wow.
I don't remember Mauna Loa ever erupting. Well, no evacuations and everybody's fine downslope, apparently.
Kanye's having dinner with Trump and there's volcanoes erupting in Hawaii. The world is ending. This is it.
Got more coming up.
All right. Thanks, Karen. Appreciate you. We'll talk about that more coming up at 7:30 during Rapid Fire. News Talk 850 WFTL. It's not only Cyber Monday, it's get out of town or try to come back into town Monday. Yesterday, I guess, was the biggest travel day, but a lot of those flights got canceled till today. It's not our fault. It's not our weather. It's the southeast. Is pretty bad. I guess the Northeast is pretty. There's some Midwest storms as well. A lot of flights, like way more than they expected, have been canceled so far. So just bring your patience. It's going to be a little bit tough. Here's the cheap deals guy talking about this streak we were on of good luck into the early holiday season so far. Like it went off great, apparently, leading into Thanksgiving. The tail end of it, though, yeah.
That lucky streak came to an end on Sunday with some pretty severe storms hitting the Northeast. And as a result, you saw over 150 flights canceled, more than 5,000 flights delayed across the country.
So a lot of those problems are in the Northeast. People trying to get out of New York, I guess, going to other places are jamming everything up, so... Just check with the airline like we always tell you.
That's all you can do. And then, like you said, Bill, just pack your patience. And actually, I would suggest listening to our aviation expert, Jay Ratliff,
who we're also going to speak to him today
about what 9:03 is going to join us. So
it's a great day to talk to him.
Yeah, it is. That definitely works out. Boy, what a time for traveling. Oof.
What a time for traveling, especially if you're stuck next to
A
former and future NFL star, Odell Beckham Jr. How about this? And by the way, this all made it to the national media through Andy Slater, who works on our Fox Sports 640 station. It was a Slater scoop.
I'm sitting there, I'm watching football yesterday, and I'm in my own little world. I got World Cup going on, I got Dolphins, I got the kids screaming in my ear about different things. And all of a sudden, I get a text from Andy Slater with an article from, I forget what, Pro Football Talk, whoever it was.
Yeah.
And it shows in there, you know, according to Andy Slater, Fox Sports 640, I'm like, dude, great job. Another scoop. Look at this.
Here's what happened. Odell making headlines. He was escorted off an American Airlines flight in Miami. It happened just yesterday. Police said the flight crew tried to wake him up, and he wouldn't. And it would have been fine, but he didn't have the seatbelt on.
Right.
So they're like, sir, put your seatbelt on. He's just like, coming in and out of consciousness, is the quote of people on the scene. The airline attendants actually on the scene. The other statement that was added said Beckham was initially asked several times to exit the aircraft and fasten his seatbelt, refused both of those. So here's the tough part, and this is where it's just not funny, because how mad would you be, especially on the busiest travel day of the year, one of them. Plane was evacuated.
Yeah.
Everybody had to get off the plane. Odell finally got off the plane, too, and... He was asked by officers finally as they say asked, but they kind of pretty much grabbed him and they kind of like escorted him through the gate area. And then you got to do the walk of shame where everybody whose life you just delayed is looking at you like, shame. It's ringing the bell. Shame.
Right. Ring the bell as Odell walks by.
So by the time last night rolls around, his attorney, who's the agent, disputed the entire account. It says his client had been sleeping. And the incident was a result of an overzealous flight attendant.
Well, I guess it's one of those things of a he said, she said. It's from what everybody was talking about. It sounds like he was just having like out of a scene of Wolf of Wall Street, where Leo is sitting there on the airplane just completely blitzed and high out of his mind. Now, I'm not saying that's what Odell was, because you see the video and he seems pretty coherent walking off the plane.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not an overzealous flight attendant when you're so... Come on. He was hammered.
He was.
You can't even wake up. He probably couldn't stand.
It sounds like he was very, very drunk and going in and out, of that drunk stupor sleep. Nobody could put the seatbelt on him. Like one of his buddies, one of his posse, couldn't do him a solid. You know, Odell's not traveling by himself.
I don't know. He did the walk of shame by himself.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe he ran.
He was. I don't know.
You know what I'd be afraid of, though, because he's still a pretty big dude.
Yeah.
If you, like, let's say you're the flight attendant, and you're trying to physically put the seatbelt on him, and he wakes up and chugs, like, it pops you right in the mouth.
Doesn't know what he's doing, doesn't know where he is.
That would be scary.
What a crazy situation, though. I've never been, and I've only flown a handful of times, I'm not a big flyer, but I've never been in a situation where someone is just so unruly that you have to deboard, and your whole flight gets delayed. Oh.
And you hear about this all the time now. I would be so mad. And no one would. I think people were just shocked and they didn't really. I'm sure a lot of people didn't know who he was. by the time it happened. Yeah. But when he's walking through the weight of people at the gate, you can see it. It's packed. And they're all looking at him. Nobody said a word.
No.
That's what shocked me. Jerk.
You saw a lot of angry faces as he's making the walk of shame. I don't know. Is that blog worthy? Do we put Odell on the blog?
I think it is. I know the story's everywhere, but still, yeah, we probably should.
I mean, in case you haven't seen the video. I mean, it happened down here.
By the way, okay, so here's the other thing. This is why he's relevant these days. He's a free agent right now, but teams are still courting him. I don't think this is going to stop him 1 minute from becoming a member of the Dallas Cowboys, because they're going to sign him.
That's what it seems like.
I don't think that's going to stop Jerry
one moment. Nope, sure isn't. Nothing's going to stop Jerry Jones in his pursuit of a Super Bowl. And keep in mind, Odell was on the Rams last year when they won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
He was having a great season. He was having a great Super Bowl, actually. He was on his way, possibly, to being the MVP of the game. And then he tore his ACL in the second quarter. And that's why he hasn't played at all this year, because he's been recovering from that injury.
So he's been rehabbing.
Yeah.
He needs some more rehab, I guess.
Yeah.
That's not going to stop Jerry. He's going to be like, what the hell is Andy Slater? No, I want me some glory hole. It's not going to stop him at all.
Jerry Jones is cursing Andy Slater in Fox Sports 640. Get these people out of here. They're trying to ruin my Odell.
See, I don't think so. He's an oil man. So he's like, we're getting them cheap now, boys.
That's also true. He sees a deal there.
We get the Miami discount.
Oh, that's right. Oh, boy.
Here's something cheap for you. We've got Rapid Fire. It's absolutely free.
Yes.
Chock full of news and comments. Maybe you didn't want those. It's coming up at 7:30-ish, minutes away. Keep it here. The South Florida Morning Show.
Time for Jenna Bill's Rapid Fire with Karen Curtis on News Talk 850 WFTL.
It's that time, and we haven't been here in a while, so we're getting back into the gear, the groove of things. Rapid fire. Karen's got all the headlines. We have the commentary. What's going on?
Yeah, nicely decompressed.
Yeah.
Ugh, nothing like a week off.
And well, fat.
Yeah, I feel fat? That.
Really?
I ate like a warthog.
I was so full after Thanksgiving dinner. It got to the point, I know we're already off track here, but that's all right. It got to the point on Thanksgiving where I was at my brother's house, and they had a lot of different family there. And everybody started looking at me. And I'm like, this is Thanksgiving. I thought you were supposed to eat a lot. And I mean, everybody had a good amount, but I was the one that just kept going back. And they're like, what is wrong with you?
See, they shouldn't call you out. You always need that one person at the family, because it makes you look better.
That's right. Yeah. I ate so much. All right,
go ahead, some flight delays as well for Thanksgiving. We had a dense fog advisory here this morning. It seems to be burning off, but apparently there was some nasty weather. It was good, and then it went downhill yesterday.
That lucky streak came to an end on Sunday with some pretty severe storms hitting the Northeast. And as a result, you saw over 150 flights canceled, more than 5,000 flights delayed across the country.
Just a domino effect. And then we had a front move through. That's part of that front, so we're a little bit cooler now. But there was trouble on one flight over the weekend when NFL free agent Odell Beckham Jr. was deplaned from a flight in Miami. He was heading to Los Angeles. He apparently was coming in and out of consciousness, and the American Airlines crew said, you know, fasten your seatbelt, and he, like, ignored them. So they deplaned the whole plane.
And that's what stinks. And then he does the walk of shame. They're all so he splits. It's like the Red Sea. It was like Moses. He's walking through the gate at American Airlines down there. And those are the people that you just deplaned. You caused their lives to be disrupted. And shockingly, and you can see the video on 850WFTL.com, no one yelled at him or anything.
How come they take everybody off, though? Is that just normal procedure?
Well,
now it is.
Yeah. Oh,
I guess. Now it is.
Wow.
I guess it's always been a policy, but that really picked up during COVID with the fights over masks.
Right.
Okay, everybody's getting delayed now.
Oh, man, that stinks.
Anyway, he and his attorney called the incident outrageous, and they said, hey, if they can deplane him for not waking up, they could wake him up to buckle up. Hello.
Well, that's interesting.
That sounds like they were trying, though, doesn't it? I mean, they said he was in and out of consciousness.
Pretty avoidable.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not a policy. We're going to have to ask Jay Ratliff at 903, our aviation expert, about this. Yeah. Can you, like, if somebody's, like, incredibly drunk and passed out, they're not waking up, can a flight attendant put the seatbelt physically on the
right.
person?
Oh, question. Yeah. I wonder.
Or would you want to? I wouldn't
want
to.
Or is that assault?
if he wakes up in shock and pops you.
Yeah.
I'd like, give him smelling salts. Can they do that? I don't
know. You imagine that.
Jeez. So then there was a pilot and a passenger. They rammed their plane. It was a small plane into a power line tower last night.
Amazing.
This thing was like dangling from the wires. The two people on board, the two souls, or they survived, but they had apparently broken bones.
Both patients have been transported from the scene to local area trauma centers with serious injuries. There is a hypothermia issue as well, but there's also orthopedic trauma injuries from the crash.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
No.
Never seen a video like this.
They had to be flying very low to hit power lines.
Had to? Well, I guess it's about 100 some odd feet above the ground.
I think, having flown in a helicopter for years, it was always legally, the FAA says you have to fly at least 500 feet over the ground.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was wondering, too.
So
why were they so
way
low?
Too low?
Well, it's next to some airfield there.
Ah.
I guess.
So was this an approach type of situation?
Yeah, we're approaching certain death if you don't clear these lines.
Good Lord.
120,000 people got their power knocked out because of it.
And people were stuck in elevators and all kinds of
problems. Is
that right? Oh, yeah. It was bad.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
So also over the week, no, last Tuesday, but we heard about it over the weekend, President Trump posted on Truth Social that in the past week, Kanye West called me to have dinner at Mar-a-Lago, and then he apparently unexpectedly showed up. All of this is being questioned now.
A lot of questions.
With three friends, quote unquote, and he says, I knew nothing about them, but there's this white nationalist that was among them, apparently that said awful things about Jewish people. And he said, we had dinner on Tuesday evening. Ye asked me to be his vice president.
Boy, isn't that a twist.
And Trump goes, don't run for president. You're never going to win. And then they left for the airport.
I have a lot of questions that I'm sure you guys do as well.
Did they have that chocolate cake?
Maybe.
What a scene. And if SNL was any good whatsoever anymore, they would parody the tar out of this.
Like my gosh.
Ding dong. Trump's in the kitchen. Who is it? All right, go ahead, let him in.
He's got an apron on.
It's Kanye. Well, who's with him? I don't know.
I don't know who the hell it is. All right, go ahead and sit down. Give him some soup.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Trump's got to stay away from him.
Yeah, he does. Just go into isolation, would you?
He's calling Kanye very troubled.
Yeah, then don't have him around.
Don't have him in your house.
Well, Trump's amazing because he put on Truth. He's spinning this into like, I let these three troubled souls into my home.
Yeah, that's right.
To try to help them. You know,
And
maybe he did. I don't know, but just stay away from him.
Of course, the Biden administration says that these white supremacists just shouldn't be allowed anywhere, especially in Mar-a-Lago.
Well, why is Kanye hanging out with a white supremacist?
Because
if that's
he's
the case?
Trying to bolster his opinion about whatever.
Dope.
It's such a mess.
Oh boy.
Coming up in rapid fire, zero COVID China is asking if the World Cup is on another planet.
Because
they're not wearing masks.
God.
Time for your AFTL traffic and weather together. Well, right now, we did not have any major accidents on 95 or the Turnpike, and the foggy weather has gone away, and the drizzle is still out there, so watch for your traveling distance behind other cars because it could still be slick, and some delays at the airport if you are still heading out of town.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. New South makes windows that are energy efficient and hurricane resistant. You get both. New South is the factory and eliminates the middleman. Don't even think of buying windows until you see what our factory can do for you.
Going on now, save 35% off. Visit newsouthwindow.com.
Your WPTV First Alert forecast. Well, we did have that dense fog burned off this morning with the sunrise front moving through, bringing breezy, mild weather. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. We have been in the mid to upper 80s. It's been hot.
Ugh.
Low, it's been bright and muggy.
Brutal.
Woof. And lows in the 60s and 70s, slight chance of rain. Currently, it is a little bit rainy and cloudy, 73 degrees in the Palm Beaches, back to rapid fire. I just wanted to tell you that the bench trial, yes, it's still going on for the FSU student, Austin Harif. Remember in 2016, he was walking down the street and he went into his neighbor's garage and...
It was horrifying.
Yeah, it was just...
I just can't believe that court case is still going on,
Is, and there will be no jury. It'll just be up to the judge, and they're saying, hey, the insanity defense applies here. This is his dad on Dr. Phil's show.
He's had some kind of psychotic episode here.
That's what I believe.
He's had the symptoms for about 2 weeks prior. I just thought he'd snap out of it.
Snap out of it.
He went from a happy person to he can't sleep, pacing the floors. He could barely work. He was tired. There's no question that he had mental problems.
Yeah, if you don't sleep, that just exacerbates everything.
I don't understand this.
How does that lead to biting somebody's face off?
Well, he had lycanthropy. He had werewolf syndrome.
Yeah, but how does that come about within 2 weeks? How does he go from a normal person? I know this is an old case, but it's just coming back now because it's going to trial. But how do you go from a normal person to thinking you're a werewolf and wanting to eat people within 2 weeks?
The sheriff.
If it's not some type of drug, which I guess they said they didn't find any type of real,
harmful
drugs,
flocka,
right?
There was, I think, pot and some alcohol. I don't know. They're going to have to explain it to the judge. It's up to the judge. He's charged with two counts of first-degree murder.
She's just been held the whole time.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
And medicated, I'm sure.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially during full moons.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you think you're a werewolf.
Yeah. Come on, we're all thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, well, so let's go to our World Cup specialist.
Oh, that's in my list now.
Our Athletic Cup specialist.
Oh, boy.
The United States hoping to advance in the round of 16.
Yes.
To the round. They are taking on Iran.
Yeah. If you start this story now.
Oh, God.
And we go on another 90 minutes, there'll still be no goals.
That's correct.
I tried, Diener. I tried.
It's all these. What are these? I thought they hit those penalty kicks things.
No. So, well, yes and no. So, in the group stage, which is where they are right now, still
tied
with all these teams, you end in a tie in a group stage. When you get to the next round, which is where the U.S. is trying to get to, they call it the knockout stage. Because if you lose, you're out. In that round, you can't end in a tie.
Oh, that'll be better. Okay.
Yes.
That'll be good.
But I guess they're like, there's protests in Iran and they're burning stuff down and they hate Americans. This is going to be scary. It's tomorrow night.
We better beat Iran.
Tomorrow night there, 2 o'clock our time.
Here's the biggest takeaway, the most shocking thing of this entire tournament that got me. When did we switch back to calling it Qatar?
I don't know.
Oh, is it Qatar?
Remember,
I don't know.
During the war, they changed it to Qatar.
It was Qatar.
And they all went on the news and they all said, no, it's now officially called Qatar. We're back to Qatar.
I don't understand.
They
keep changing it.
They'd go back to Kiev then, too.
Yeah, maybe.
Right.
It was Qatar leading up to the World Cup, and they started the World Cup, and it became Qatar again.
Oh, good God.
I don't understand.
But how about that, man? It comes down for the U.S. to move on to the next round. They have to beat Iran. I mean, can you write this any better?
But they tied with England, which was huge.
Yeah, that was actually, that tie was a win for the U.S.
Okay.
It really was.
Chinese population, though, is irate because they're watching the World Cup, and none of the fans are wearing a mask. And they are under what's called zero COVID, a crackdown. They're like putting people in their homes and sealing the doors.
That's so no exaggeration.
Protesters
are
out. There's a lot of protesters.
Yeah.
And they're holding up a white piece of paper, which means censorship.
This is one of the biggest world stories, and it's hardly even being covered.
Oh, it's huge.
I think our administration's in a panic. They don't know how to handle this thing because they've been so pro-China. But this is mad. What kind of bravery it takes to stand up over there against the CCP?
It's like the January 6th over there.
It's just unbelievable what they're doing.
It is.
I mean, this could be, I hope it is for their sake, for their own freedom, that maybe this is a revolution, the start of a revolution
the
over there. I don't know.
The globe is revolting against censorship.
But everybody's waiting with bated breath, though, because you know how hardcore the CCP is, communist China, and you hope they don't crack down like Tiananmen Square. I mean,
oh, gosh.
You don't want that.
Ugh.
So, moving on to our Christmas presents.
Yes.
What'd you get me? No. Toys and electronics among the hottest sellers. So, you know, that's obvious. Apple, MacBooks. What's Fortnite, Roblox?
Oh, yeah. Those are video games.
And Disney Encanto?
It's all for the kids, Karen.
Okay. Right.
I don't know.
That Disney film bombed.
Yes, it did.
What was it called?
Strange World, I think.
Oh, dear.
Bomb.
The first time. This is crazy, by the way. It's the first time a Disney film has gotten a score of B from an audience reaction.
Oh, my. Really?
Over 30 years, they've had this run of all their movies being rated A. This is the first time it's been a B.
Apparently, this is the worst of the woke ones.
Yes, exactly.
But I don't know.
It's woke.
It's extremely woke, and people don't want it. So maybe that's a hint. I don't know. Maybe that's a hint at Disney. That's why they got rid of Chapek and brought back Iger.
That's why new Bob is there.
That's right.
New Bob who's the old Bob.
The old Bob.
He would have had a trans character, right?
No, I think there was some type of... I forget what they did in there, but it's
a trans Jesus. They had a trans Jesus.
Of course they did. Whatever they did, people don't want to see it.
They did.
What a trans
Jesus. Not Disney,
Jesus.
But there was,
where?
I'm not kidding.
Trans Jesus with a Trans Am?
Yeah, that was definitely.
All right, moving on.
Back
on the tracks.
Consumers spent $9.1 billion. Apparently, overall online sales were up more than 2% compared to the day after Thanksgiving last year.
Huge.
And I got Killian the Balenciaga BDSM.
Oh,
thanks.
Teddy bear, the
Perfect.
Bondage teddy bear. Kim Kardashian now is condemning their ad. As a mother of four, I have been shaken by the disturbing images.
Then drop them.
The safety of my children must be held with the highest regard, and any attempts to normalize child abuse of any kind should have no place in our society. Period.
It's good that she spoke out, but she, like Diener said, she still didn't cut ties with the company. Because an endorser and a model for them. But it's just disgusting.
Well, they dumped
the fashion
Kanye.
Industry is disgusting.
It is sick. And BDSM, apparently abbreviation for bondage, discipline, dominance, and submission.
That's, oh. Yeah.
And the bear has got like a chain around its neck and a wrist ankle restraint.
And who are the parents that are allowing their child to take that picture?
It's a kid holding the bear.
Yeah.
And this is a fashion a major fashion company with their marketing campaign.
Yeah.
What the hell?
And they're saying QAnon is crazy. I don't get it. Tua Tagovailoa threw for 299 yards.
That was so annoying.
Then they took him out because they're like, don't
injure this guy.
Yeah,
you don't need him in there anymore. They're up 30-0 at halftime. But it was like,
it was smart to take him out, though.
It was. But it just, for my own OCD's sake, can you let him throw one more yard? Like, just throw a quick screen pass.
Oh, for 300 yards? Yes. Oh, okay.
And then take him out.
And then, so Giselle's down in Costa Rica tanning and doing yoga. And Tom's in the freezing rain in Cleveland losing to the Browns. Wow. Backup quarterback.
Wow.
In OT.
That's a tough loss for the Buccaneers and Tom Brady.
That's rough.
Oh, God.
Are they Eagles 5-6 now?
Yeah, they are.
Eagles beat the Packers. Aaron Rodgers confirmed he's been playing with a broken thumb for the last few weeks. So.
True. That was a good game last night. High scoring.
He and Brady should get on a remote island and just throw coconuts at each other.
Maybe they already have.
Maybe.
We don't know.
That's how he broke his thumb. That wraps up Rapid Fire. What great radio is coming up next?
More about Cyber Monday, more about today's travel delays that may affect you, but more importantly this, our first Flora dope in the holiday season. This lady has filed a $5 million lawsuit against Velveeta.
Why?
Because it takes too long to prepare.
Oh, boy.
$5 million. That and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
That lucky streak came to an end on Sunday with some pretty severe storms hitting the Northeast. And as a result, you saw over 150 flights canceled, more than 5,000 flights delayed across the country.
That's the cheap flights guy talking about this, the end of the good run we had, because I guess leading into Thanksgiving, it was smooth sailing all the way through the holiday, and then everything hit last night. It wasn't our fault in Florida. It's not our weather. It's the Southeast, the Northeast, and the Midwest, I guess, has got some nasty weather. So there are over 1,000 flights canceled. You got to bring your patience today if you're trying to get out of South Florida to somewhere, or if you're waiting for somebody.
Yeah, no, very true. Yeah, that's a good point, actually. If you're going to the airport to pick somebody up, if they're coming into you, it's a good point. You got to make sure you might be there for a while. Tell the boss that lunch break pickup might last a little bit longer.
It's going to take a while. FlightAware is saying that around 3 dozen cancellations in South Florida alone are happening. Thousands grounded on Sunday. Typically one of the busiest travel days. So a lot of that stuff is bleeding into today. Like I said before, I've said it many times this morning already. We were at the airport last night at PBIA. It was almost empty. I was shocked.
That is very surprising.
I couldn't believe it.
Because, you know, you're right. They talk about this good luck streak that happened throughout the entire Thanksgiving holiday up until the very end here. And that's true. I didn't hear one thing about flight delays, flight cancellations, snow ins, things like that. Watching Planes, Trains, and Automobiles Wednesday night last week. That was fantastic.
Who showed it on a loop? Because I saw it like twice.
I think it was AMC. It was like a marathon.
It's our only Thanksgiving movie.
That's it. It's a classic. You got to watch it. But when you really talk about delays, oh my gosh. So hopefully nothing like that is happening to you.
Hope not anyway. It's also a big day to spend some money. It is, of course,
Cyber Monday.
Little remix there from the Birds.
That's right. We called them. Yep. Said, hey, who's still alive? You can cut us a song.
Any one of you out there?
Yeah, anybody?
Come on.
Anybody work with us? Highest online shopping day of the year. It's expected to almost double spending from last year. That's incredible.
Wow.
That's an amazing amount. And they're saying that this is actually going to, if it hasn't already, replaced Black Friday.
I think it has, honestly, because I didn't really see. Remember you used to see back in the day the stories of people rushing into the stores to get that big screen TV because it was like 70% off?
And it was always good for us, but it was horrific.
Oh, it was so bad.
Come on.
But you don't really see that stuff anymore. I mean, obviously, especially the past couple of years because of COVID, but now everything, that's gone. Everything's back to normal. I didn't see that this, over the weekend on Friday. Maybe I wasn't paying attention, but I didn't see any type of doorbuster deals where people were running over each other.
It's all online.
Yeah.
They're just going to, this name Cyber Monday is not going to last, by the way. This is the only time anybody refers to the internet as cyber.
You see, it's like a throwback to the old days. You got to keep it.
I guess. No one says cyber anything anymore. No. This doesn't make sense.
What do you change it to
now? By the
way,
you're going to have to expand it from this past Friday to today as the big online shopping. And Small Business Saturday was happening.
That's true, too. That kind of
have to Black Cyber Small Business Weekend. How about that?
It's too much.
Black Cyber.
Yeah.
How much are we going to spend? Apparently, today, over $11 billion.
Whoa.
And that's just the U.S.
Do you think Disney has any sales?
Everyone does.
All right, I'm going to take a look.
Absolutely, they do. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do. I don't know why. I've gotten, like, text marketing deals already. It's all over social media. We know that much.
Yeah,
but it's everywhere.
Sure. All right. I have to take a look. See, this is one of those days where I really miss Jen. We miss her all the time until she, you know, is healthy enough to come back and join us here in the morning show, which will be soon. She's doing well. She's recovering. But this is that day where she'd be sitting there just completely lost out of the show. She's shopping online.
Yes. Jen would not be present. But they've had, you know, and everybody, just imagine a typical keyboard on a computer right now with all the keys and, you know, the deep letters or whatever. She takes the credit cards and lines them up.
That's right.
In between keys across the top QWERTY keyboard thing. That's what happens. It's like one after another. She's like, oh, that one's maxed out.
Let's get this one.
Next.
It was quite the scene in past shows on Cyber Mondays.
All right, well, this is our first, because now we're in the holiday season officially. Of the holiday season.
The Florid Dope of the Day.
Hey, man!
Oh, you are so dumb.
Hi-ya!
Outstanding.
No Cyber Monday deals from Velveeta, apparently.
Oh, jeez. I can't believe this. This is real?
Yep. This lady, Amanda Ramirez, is suing Kraft, the makers of Velveeta's microwavable shells and cheese cups. You've seen those, right? The stores, the cups.
Love those, yeah.
You, like, just take off, you vent the top little slide-off thing, and you cook it for a minute or whatever.
Very convenient.
Because she says they lie.
Oh, boy.
About how long the mac and cheese takes to prepare. She says she brought the product several times over the past couple of months. She tried many times. Paid a premium price of $10.99 for a packet of eight.
Whoa.
Because the box says the cups are ready in 3.5 minutes. That's not true, she says, and they know it.
Oh, wow. Conspiracy.
There's a four-step set of instructions printed on the box, and the microwaving alone takes 3.5 minutes. How much is she suing for? Because you know this is headed for a lawsuit. $5 million.
Has she spent $5 million in Velveeta cheese? Is she trying to recoup her money?
$10.99 at a time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What a maniac.
Doesn't say how long it took her to complete all the steps. Her lawyers have filed a class action suit, hoping everybody else jumps on.
So let me get this straight. Because you're too stupid to cook mac and cheese.
Yes.
Now you want to sue them for $5 million.
And she wants America to join in.
Oh my gosh.
Because people are paying more for this product than similar ones that aren't making deceptive statements about the cooking time.
Are you serious?
Stand up for your rights.
What kind of warrior took this one on at a law firm?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. All right. We'll have an update, I think, on that crazy plane incident in Maryland where the commuter plane got caught up in the power lines. Amazing rescue happened there. And more on Cyber Monday and what's happening in China. The protests there are incredible. Talk about that and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.